Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Tom Marr, CEO of Hibiscus Children's Center. The center's mission is to provide safety for abused, abandoned, and neglected children. The Hibiscus Annual Support Campaign is now underway. Tom, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and I want to thank WQCS for always being supportive of our mission.
Give us a brief reminder of what Hibiscus does.
Well, quickly, in 1985, LaVon Tilton, our founder, felt a compelling need to provide shelter and respite for children who have been abused, neglected, and abandoned. There existed a void at that time, so we provide, over the last 27 years now, services for those children who have been removed by the state of Florida from their home. We provide residential care for them, for the young children, birth through 12, at our shelter in Jensen Beach, and for the teenagers of 13 through 18 at our village in Vero Beach. Along with that, we license all of the foster homes here on the Treasure Coast. We provide outreach services for hundreds and hundreds of families with mental health needs who have been victims of sexual abuse and also substance abuse. And we have many prevention programs to try to get at the beginning of a situation before it explodes into an abusive situation. So it's a comprehensive program dealing with many serious needs for kids.
The Department of Juvenile Justice recently announced they're transitioning their five remaining residential homes over to private concerns. And more, the state seems to be getting out of the business of providing services. How does that affect private nonprofits like Hibiscus?
Well, that's an excellent question. Matter of fact, I'm a member of the Florida Coalition for Children. I'm on the board. And we are currently working with the Secretary of Department of Children and Families and the Secretary of DJJ to deal with this very issue, not only for Hibiscus children, but all throughout the state of Florida. And we are seeing more difficult situations coming into our care as a result of some of the transitions. And we're working very closely to find a means to deal with increasing types of behaviors.
I'm speaking today with Tom Marr, CEO of Hibiscus Children's Center. Your annual support campaign now underway. How does that work?
Well, each year, as I mentioned, we raise funds through special events. That's one means, other grants and foundations. But our annual support campaign goal this year, Drew, is $700,000. We do that by soliciting back to those that have participated and supported Hibiscus in the past. And we're always seeking new donors and educating them to what our service and mission is. We appreciate those listening today and hope that they can reach out to help us raise the necessary funds to serve kids.
Have the services that Hibiscus provides or the needs of children changed over the years?
I certainly believe it has. I've been with Hibiscus 5 years and I've seen the change since then. What you might have thought of as an orphanage at one time where boys and girls come who are in need of care, it's become so much more sophisticated in terms of the type of child we receive and the trauma that they've experienced, the emotional issues that they have to deal with and cope with to persevere, to become successful, to break that cycle of generational abuse requires so much more therapeutic types of services. We have psychiatrists on our staff. We have almost 40 therapists that work with children. So it's really essential that we get with them quickly and provide success at an early age. I think the greatest challenge we're continuing to see, because now we are a statewide organization serving kids from all over Florida, is just that although the goal is to provide more foster homes for boys and girls, it's really more difficult for us to actually find foster placements for teenagers. So we have become very acutely aware of the challenging needs of teens.
I've been speaking today with Tom Marr, CEO of Hibiscus Children's Center. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing or to help support them, go to their website, hibiscuschildrencenter.org. Tom, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew, and thank you to WQCS as always.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.